Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Regular physical activity and exercise are important for maintaining good health and can also play an essential role in chronic disease management. To talk about a prescription for exercise is Dr. Christopher Bunt. He's an associate professor of family medicine and assistant dean for student affairs in the College of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. Bunt, when we talk about a prescription for exercise, what exactly does that mean?
If you think about a medication that's prescribed, someone's going to sit down and say, this is the medication name, this is the dosing that I'm going to give you, so the number of milligrams, for instance, this is how often you need to take it, this is how long you need to take it for. Often in the exercise world, physicians will say, you need to exercise more. The exercise prescription tries to make that as qualified as possible.
And let's talk about the key components, then, of this prescription for exercise.
There are five individual components to an exercise prescription. The first is activity. And often it's got to be something that they're going to want to do, not just they have to do. Frequency is the next component. How often are they going to do it? Usually given as days of the week. Duration, how long are they going to exercise each time that they're engaged in physical activity. Intensity, so thinking about how hard are they actually working, and there's a lot of different ways we can measure that. And then progression. When I start, where are we going to get to by the time I see you back?
And when a physician talks to their patient about these things, does it make it more concrete? Is that the idea, that when they leave the office, they're going to put a plan of action in place rather than just sort of a vague idea that they should be exercising more?
Yeah, I actually like to write it down so they can see it. I've even had some patients where I sign it and they sign it to really kind of codify it for us. But giving a specific recommendation is always going to be better received by adults than it is with a vague recommendation of you need to exercise more.
And what is the impact typically on health when someone exercises regularly?
Regular physical activity, and most of what we're describing here is talking about aerobic exercise. So thinking about breathing hard, sweating, getting your heart rate up. Most of that is going to impact things like your respiratory system, your lungs. It's going to impact your cardiovascular system or your heart. These are things that can help reduce the chance of things like diabetes, heart attacks, strokes. Long-term benefits also include weight management. So we have an obesity epidemic in the United States. Exercise helps with that.
Tell us more about the frequency for a physical exercise. How does a patient really pin that down?
So for frequency standpoint, I really think about one day a week being better than no days a week.
And then you move on from there. The ideal is more frequent exercising.
Yeah, so generally the recommendation is 150 minutes of moderate aerobic exercise or 75 minutes of vigorous physical activity per week. For moderate, you could carry on a conversation without having to stop and breathe. For vigorous, you would have to stop and breathe during a sentence.
And which is preferable?
Either one is fine. Generally, what has come down is where they've said at least 10 minutes in a session of vigorous is adequate to give you the benefit.
Do you feel what we've been talking about in terms of prescription for exercise applies to people at every age, even in the older adult years?
I do think that exercise can benefit all individuals, regardless of their age. It is something that if you've had a major health issue, you want to make sure you're talking about with your primary care provider and figuring out what is right for you. The other big thing I talk about in that progression world is making sure you don't go from sedentary, sitting on a couch, to I'm going to run a marathon next week.
Dr. Bunt, thanks for providing this information about a prescription for exercise.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.